الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Of the many prescriptions that are prescribed for our reformation to come closer to Allah, to bring deen in our lives, Allah reward Maulana Musa, mashallah, from the teachings of Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, that we should acquire the knowledge of deen and then practice on deen. And to practice on deen, we should get the noor, marifat, muhabbat of Allah in our hearts. So of all those teachings, two very vital teachings Allah has referred to here in this ayat. One is to make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, and the other shukr. So for this also we must check ourselves from time to time, that how much of Allah's dhikr as is required is in my life, and how much of shukr is in my life. These two things will enhance us, will move us forward in this path of suluk, that is walking towards Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, who is our actual destination. Our actual object of life is Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And for that are these two very, very vital things. So from time to time, we should reflect on ourselves and check ourselves on these two points. And with that, always we should remember that Allah's rahmat is unending, is unlimited. Allah's rahmat is very great. Allah's forgiveness is very, very great. And we should the doors of Tawbah, always regularly we should be making Tawbah. And the doors of Tawbah are not closed for an individual until Sakarat comes. When the clear signs of maut come, Malakul Maut appears to that person, then the doors of Tawbah now are closed. If he makes Tawbah at that time, that Tawbah will not be accepted. And for all the people together is when the sun will rise from the west. At that time, the doors of Tawbah will be closed. But until that time, the doors of Tawbah are open. And we should never lose hope in the mercy of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, فَذْكُرُونِي, remember me, أَذْكُرْكُمْ, I remember you. It is our Shaykh, جَزَاهُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرٌ, taught us that it is impossible that Allah ever forgets any of His creation. He knows His creation exactly, their hal, ahwal, inside, outside, more than what we know ourselves. Allah knows us more better. What is going to happen to me the next moment, Allah Ta'ala knows, which I don't know. And our history also is open. Allah Ta'ala does not have to call for a file or open a file. It is all Allah's greatness, His magnificence, His knowledge, His beauty. It's, we cannot explain it. Allah Ta'ala is great, great, great. So it is there all the time. But so if we remember Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala in the obedience of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, Allah remembers us with His favors He showers upon us. And if we are unmindful of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, then consequently Allah's treatment is with us also accordingly. So we should be, at least we should try. One very effective way is our namaz, that we try and have from the beginning to the end the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Ulama have written that at least in every posture we should think of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And then that namaz won't be written as an unmindful namaz. And Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani rahmatullah Ali told, at least once in the namaz think of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Then that will be out of the four field of a wahum an salatihim sahun, that they are unmindful of their namaz. But the ideal thing is from beginning to end to remember Allah Ta'ala, that I'm standing in front of Allah Ta'ala, I'm bowing down. And then there are various ways. I'm in the first rakat, I'm in ruku, I'm reading Surah Fatiha, I'm reading At-Tahiyyat, whatever it is, that is also remembrance. But the height of it is that you're in connection with Allah Ta'ala. Though it happens then that sometimes you forget the number of rakats. When you are so much engaged with Allah Ta'ala, on one occasion Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam made Asr 5 rakats. So, Dhul Yadain, one Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he then inquired and asked, has Asr Namaz been increased to 5 rakats? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked the other Sahaba also. So, when a person is so much engaged with Allah ta'ala, it happens that you perhaps may your rakats go a bit. But our matter is that we are, our thoughts are in the dunya's things, then we forget how many rakats, etc. So, to have that, to remember Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And when we remember Allah Ta'ala like this in namaz, inshallah, every other instance also we will remember Allah Ta'ala. And the object is, according to what we learn and understand, and Allah knows best, is that especially when the occasion of guna comes, then you remember Allah, the command of Allah Ta'ala. When a woman appears in front of you, to lower your gazes, when we are doing any deal, business deal, to make sure it's according to Sharia, nothing wrong, untoward in it, etc. At all times, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to be with his family and talking like a family member will talk with his family. But when, as soon as he would hear the adhan, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, that it would appear as though Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not even know us. Now Allah has summoned. The call from Allah has come. So then immediately he will now get busy preparing for namaz. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to make our dhikr. And to make our dhikr so that our dhikr in namaz comes right. And for that is, which our mashayikh prescribe always, the zikr of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, and to be regular. With this, alhamdulillah, we see Maulana Ahmad Hassan Saab is here. He explained to me just before about Maghrib time around there, that one grade one child, had a tasbih counter on his finger. So I asked him, what are you reading? Grade one child. He said, Durood Sharif. How many? Over 27,000 he has read. So if a little child is reading so much, mashallah. One time, one of our great mashayikh were here, and they brought a little child to meet the sheikh. He was also busy reading. I asked him, what are you reading? Durood Sharif. How much? 3,000 every day. A little child. Allah give us also tawfiq. All this is for encouraging us to also read as much as we can, whether it's the kalima, the ilaha illallah, whether it's durood sharif, tawbah, istighfar, third kalima, whatever, to make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, and to read Quran Sharif regularly. That all we should see. So that is very, very important, the zikr of Allah. In that way, we will get Allah Ta'ala will think of us. Also, Allah thinks of us all the time, but Allah Ta'ala's help will be with us. And where all our problems and challenges come, it is when we disobey Allah, we are unmindful of Allah, when we disobey Allah Ta'ala. So the solution to that is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And with the zikr, when we think of Allah, a thing that should follow naturally on that, the shukr of Allah. When you think of Allah, His greatness, His favors, His beauty, His kindness, His forgiveness, then automatically shukr of Allah Ta'ala should also follow. And washkuruli wala takfurun. Do not be unmindful. Do not be unthankful of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So these are reminders for me, for all of us, and we all require. And that is why the majalis are there. We get reminded. Otherwise, normally, the basic things we are aware. But the thing is to get reminded and then to bring it into practice. So the shukr, the zikr of Allah, tabaraka ta'ala, check everyone. I myself check whether my, according to my mamulas, what I'm supposed to do, how much am I doing? MashaAllah, some brothers send regularly all their report. Though it's very clear, they don't even expect a reply to that. And they mark out clearly where they have been deficient, where they have, etc. So we should try and keep a record of our ma'amulat, that whether I'm reading all the different, what I'm supposed to do. And then the main thing is that the spirit, the insight must be connected with it. And we must be getting, reaching Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. That is the important thing. So the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And together with that, Allah loves that banda who makes shukr. And for every ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, if a person makes shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And really, these are two things which are indispensable. It's just natural that you just, to think of your beloved, it's not something that you have to be told, you must think of your beloved. If a person is going to be getting married, nobody has to remind him of his wedding date. He will tell others about it. You don't have to tell him about it. So the same thing with Allah Ta'ala. It's a thing which should have been natural, that a person just thinks of Allah, is thankful to Allah Ta'ala, appreciative of Allah Ta'ala, and that will create the bond. It will create the love of Allah. It will bring the closeness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And we are responsible to be making the effort all the time. So an effort Allah has given in our hands. So we should try and make the that. And the other is the zikr of Allah, the shukr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And that also follows naturally from zikr, that a person will make the shukr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In there also see, how much do I make shukr? Check ourselves when we're eating ourselves, eating at home, wherever, that do we even read the bismillah of eating? Do we, one time do we also say, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr? And if a person says it with understanding, that really from the bottom of his heart, that in fact the one dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, Alhamdulillah illadhi at'amana wa saqana wa kafana wa awana, fakam mimman la kafiya lahu wa la mu'wiya, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam. All praises due to Allah Ta'ala, who has given us to eat and to drink, and has satisfied us, given us enough, and has given us shelter also. For there are so many people in the world who haven't got food to eat, and they haven't got shelter also. Others who have got food, but they can't eat the food. They are ill, whatever it is, they've got some, they may be on drugs or something, and they can't eat. The doctor has stopped them even sometimes from water. You are not allowed to have water or whatever else. So Allah Ta'ala has given us to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. That is, and Allah loves that banda who makes shukr. In fact, it comes in the hadith, the riwayat, one luqma, one morsel of food, and you make shukr to Allah, Allah loves that person. So we shouldn't be unmindful, ghafil of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to try and bring the zikr and do it properly. And the shukr of Allah Ta'ala, together with that, it isn't just this, it is the whole effort, which is different aspects are being discussed different times. Allah reward the ulama who also discuss all these points, and it is for us that we bring it into our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.